All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. We're diving into something pretty fascinating today.
Yeah.
All about digital detoxing and how, you know, stepping away from all the screens and the noise can really like refresh your mind.
Right.
And for this one, we're looking at some excerpts from a text called Digital Detox, How Taking a Break Can Rejuvenate Your Mind.
Okay, cool.
And I'm already finding this super interesting, and I think you will too. So let's jump right in.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the source is making this point about digital detox leading to a refreshed mind.
Mm-hmm.
But why? Why is that?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, if you think of your brain as a muscle.
Okay.
Like any other muscle in your body, if you overuse it, if you work it out too much,
okay,
it gets tired.
Yeah.
And our brains in this day and age, they're constantly being bombarded
by
information, notifications, emails, you know, scrolling through social media. It's just constant. And all of this can lead to like mental fatigue.
Really?
Yeah. And it can even, you know, lower your cognitive function.
Cognitive function? Wait.
Yeah.
So like thinking clearly.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That sharpness you have, being able to like focus and process information quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there was actually a study done at the University of California, Irvine, that found that people who are constantly bombarded with emails.
Wow.
They experience way higher levels of stress.
Really?
And they had real trouble concentrating on tasks.
Mm.
They were mentally exhausted.
Mm.
The source we're looking at doesn't get into specific studies like that, but it definitely like hints at this idea that being constantly on can just, you know, make you mentally sluggish.
It's so true.
Yeah.
I definitely feel that. Like a foggy brain. After being online for too long, have you experienced that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And that's kind of where the idea of a digital detox comes in.
Okay.
You know, it's not about just rejecting technology completely, but it's about finding that balance, giving your brain a break.
Yeah.
So you can come back and be more productive when you are online.
So it's not just like, okay, throw away your phone and never use it again.
Yeah, gotcha. Exactly.
So I mean, what does a digital detox actually look like then?
Well, it can be as simple as just, you know, setting aside a couple hours each day to disconnect, turning off notifications on your phone, maybe going for a walk in nature without your phone.
Right.
It's about being intentional with how you use your technology.
Again, intentional. Okay.
Yeah.
So finding what works for you.
Exactly.
Because, yeah, like you said, ditching technology altogether.
Right.
Not really realistic.
Not for most people.
So maybe setting some boundaries, you know.
Exactly.
Like no phones at the dinner table or something.
Yeah. I like that one. No phones at the dinner table.
Right. What do you think? Have you found anything that works particularly well for you?
You know, I'm a big fan of scheduling tech-free time.
Okay.
Even if it's just an hour or two, it can make a huge difference.
Yeah.
I also find that just spending time out in nature is incredibly restorative.
Mm-hmm.
Something about being surrounded by, you know, trees, fresh air, it helps to clear your head. Maybe you've experienced that yourself.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I always feel so much more relaxed after I go for a hike or even just a walk in the park.
Right.
It's like hitting the reset button.
Absolutely.
And this whole idea of a digital detox, it's not just some fad.
No, not at all.
It's about taking control of your mental well-being.
Yeah.
You know, giving yourself the space to think, to create, to just be without all the noise.
Exactly. Without that constant buzz of the digital world.
Mm, exactly.
Yeah.
It's been a really fascinating conversation.
Yeah, I agree.
I think this is a great takeaway for anyone listening.
Definitely.
If you're feeling that digital overload, maybe try a little experiment. Give yourself a tech break.
Uh-huh.
Even for a short time. And pay attention to how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Notice any difference in your mental clarity, stress levels, your overall well-being.
Yeah, it might just surprise you.
Yeah, it really might.
And here's another thing to think about.
Okay.
You know, as technology keeps advancing.
Right.
And becomes even more integrated into our lives.
Yeah.
The need for digital detoxing, it's only going to become more important.
That's true.
It's not just a solution for today. It's a skill we'll need for the future.
Absolutely. A skill for the future.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, we're going to wrap up here.
Great talking to you.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
We'll see y'all next time.
See you later.